I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Good to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Trisha's in here now with us. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie.
How goes
Hi, Brad.
It?
Hello.
It goes.
It's a Monday. It's gloomy.
So you both live in Southern Illinois. Were you in the pathway of?
Yes.
So weather came in yesterday, and I was mentioning this at the beginning of the show. As soon as my kids get any, no pun intended, wind of impending storms, they just think that the house is going to blow away like it did in The Wizard of Oz. And it didn't hit us in the upper north metro east. But you guys both live down there, so I was thinking about you. How was your situation?
So the tornado warnings, I was actually streaming with my friends online that I had to cut the stream short. But tornado warnings started going off, and so I texted my wife. I was like, hey, what's going on with this? Is this something we need to be concerned with? Because, you know, the tornado sirens will go off even if it's in your county. And so she's like, yep, it's right on top of us. So, you know, ended the stream, signed off, you know, all that other fun stuff. And looked, yeah, it was heading right down 64, and I live right off of 64 heading straight toward O'Fallon. So we got everything cleared out and got our crawl space prepared to go down in there, and we just kind of waited for the wind to pick up and when the right time was, but it never got to the point where we actually crawled down into the crawl space, and it just blew through so quickly, though.
It gets real rowdy real fast, and then it's gone. Yeah. What about you, Trisha?
Yeah, I was good. It was loud, but I was laying in bed watching SNL, and Eddie woke me up and said, you've got to come downstairs. So we sat in the basement for 10 minutes, and that was it. We were fine. It was just rain.
What year was the Joplin tornado? 2000. I'm trying to remember. Was I 2011? Yeah, Charlie was born, right? 2011, yeah. My husband and I went to Joplin, Missouri with our church at the time to help clean up. And I am totally one grew up in the country. Was totally one of those people, like, when the sirens go off, you don't go in the basement. You go out in the porch or in the garage and you watch said storm roll in. But when I went to Joplin and saw what an F5 tornado will do to a place, that really changed my outlook on that. And I just don't screw around with that stuff anymore. So being in the basement or being mindful of, like, how quickly you can get in the basement when you've got a baby and you've got a dog, there's just things. I just take that more seriously now. I think of those pictures that people have, those, like, memes on Twitter. There's a tornado in the background. Someone's, like, hurrying up and finishing cutting the grass.
Yeah.
Brad, do you know about that?
No, that's not Brad. Actually,
that's not a picture of Brad.
No. Growing up, I grew up in a mobile home when I was younger, and my uncle was, he's a farmer, and he has, you know, our mobile home was on his farm ground mm-hmm. property. And so he was around the house all the time. And he was, when he was, I don't know, in his 20s, he was in the middle of a tornado in a car. And so he always had that big fear of it. And so anytime the tornadoes went off or anytime there was worry about storms or whatever, we all had to pile into his truck and drive to my grandparents' house a mile away and jump into the basement.
To the basement.
And so, like, when we're 4 and 5 years old, that's terrifying. But I remember one night I was sitting in the living room watching TV, and our whole mobile home shook because there's bad storms. And that's when a tornado actually hit my grandparents' house.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So I've seen the destruction firsthand. When you're little, that makes big impact on you. Yeah. And so I'm not afraid of storms, but man, I have a lot of respect for
respect.
Them. It's like I don't play games with them.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about respect. I remember going to, when we were in Joplin, and it was the most eerie, bizarre thing to see with your own eyes, because you could see as far as the eye could see, which is literally what you can always see, as far as the eye can see.
So you could see.
You ever thought about it that way?
Yeah.
You could see a far, far distance. But, you know, the trees look like somebody had just stripped them of everything. Mm. So that, you know, the trunk and the strongest parts of the limbs that jutted off of the trunk were there, but anything that was small, any foliage, it was gone. It was just gone. And we would go, I think we did 3 days of cleanup. And I mean, there were just missions from everywhere going, and you just show up. There's no pre-qualification. All you're doing is picking up trash and sorting it. So you're sorting metal into a pile. You're sorting things that could be toxic or whatever, so maybe cleaning supplies or stuff that would be thrown out of a garage that can't just be put into a landfill. You're putting wood and construction materials. And you just go out there and you stand in the hot, hot sun and you just sort other people's life into massive piles. And in Joplin, I don't know what the percentage was, but there were a lot of houses that were on slabs that didn't have basements or didn't have crawl spaces. And you would drive by and you'd see all these slabs. Maybe there'd be a part of a wall that was still up. Probably not. And like a refrigerator sitting where the refrigerator, like, you just think to yourself, how many times did the person who, that was their home, that was their heart, their life was right there. That's where they would go to get, you know, milk for their kids or a beer on a Friday night or whatever. That fridge right there is still sitting there and everything else is gone. Like, let's talk about the priorities and the perspective that we have right now when it's not personally shoved down our throats and into our minds. It's just it's a very humbling thing to see with your own eyes. I think that they said, wasn't it like 5 miles wide or something like that? The Joplin tornado was an anomaly in these as a F5 because it moved so incredibly slow. It just sat on Joplin and turned it to the ground, as opposed to like what you guys were saying. I mean, you didn't have any tornadoes right by your house, right?
I mean, it was
Chester?
Dartmouth Street. There was mm-hmm. trees knocked over and stuff by it, and that's maybe a half mile from
our
house.
But that wasn't a tornado. Was it? I mean, there wasn't a confirmed
heavy wind.
Just like straight line winds.
Yeah, I think they said rotation was seen, but that it's like it's
because there were actually tornadoes in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, not near me in Belleville.
I think what they were saying was there's rotation. It's the kind that could spin a tornado down, it'd be there and then be gone. Kind of those ones that bounce around. But I don't know if they ever confirmed that it was a tornado.
Yeah, I haven't heard that there were specifically. I think more south, and I know Farmington, Missouri got hit pretty hard. Mm-hmm. I have a friend whose mother lives there, and so I checked in on her, and they have fortunately missed it. But it can happen so quickly and just be so destructive in such a short amount of time. And so hopefully everybody is recovering okay today, and we don't have to deal with that. But the weather outside, doesn't it look like particularly autumnal outside right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Autumnal.
Why are you? Yeah, it's a good word, isn't it?
It's a good word.
Or do you not like it?
No,
I can see why you would not like it.
I just haven't heard it.
You scrunched your nose up like it offended you. The outside, not the word autumnal, but maybe it was the word.
No, it's just kind of gloomy.
You know the word blustery? How about that? That looks blustery. Love that. Reminds me of Winnie the Pooh.
I think blustery needs more snow.
Really?
Yeah. Blustery to me.
Blustery is wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's leaves. To me, it's windblown snow.
Yeah, I could see that.
Blustery.
Turn to the internet.
Yeah. Characterized by strong winds. Mm.
I didn't say that it wasn't.
Blowing in strong gusts. A blustery wind was sending flurries of rain against the window. That was a roller coaster.
Whoa.
She said,
what?
Oh, no, it was rain.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I've never heard rain referred to flurries as flurries before. Rain.
Nor have I.
Dave Murray forecast.
Yeah, Dave Murray would probably have something to say about this. You know, he'd be like, in my day, we didn't use the dictionary. Which is really, the internet has really dramatically changed the way that we pretend we know things.
Yeah. Oh, we're all experts.
Do you remember being able to just like make bold statements and nobody could fact check you?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
I still do that though.
There was a sweet spot of time where internet fact checking would actually check facts, and now there's an entire industry of fact checking that is in fact not factual. How did we get to there? What happens next? You know, what's the natural evolution in the next thing? Of how the internet affects the way we understand truth.
Could you imagine having to go back to like dictionaries and encyclopedias though?
I wouldn't be mad about it.
I know. Well, I remember like being a kid and being so sure about stuff, and I could just like live my life being sure about things. And now you can't be sure about anything because somebody can call you on it.
Do you remember?
In
a second. Did you? So when did you start actively? When was the internet acceptable in your studies?
I mean, probably early high school, late grade school.
What, you graduated high school in 2007. Mm-hmm. That's when I graduated college. No, that's not true. I graduated college in 2006. But do you remember using encyclopedias
prior to that?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's just, they just seems like there's, I mean, literally a wealth of information.
And you'd have to like research your papers.
You'd
and,
have
like,
to know your alphabet.
I can smell encyclopedias right now.
What happened to all the encyclopedias?
I don't know.
Where are they? What are they doing
now? They're at my parents' house.
All of them?
All of them.
Every one of
them.
They
had the Encyclopedia Britannica and all of those.
Your classroom would have a set of encyclopedias. How many National Geographics? Where are all those right now? You know, you think about all the different things that you would have to go thumb through. I would go to the library to do papers. Through high school, I would go to the library. I would photocopy things on the printer, the photocopier at the library for 10 cents, a photocopy out of books so that I could take that information home and, you know, air quotes, work on it there. It didn't really. I was the best procrastinator that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why we're good at radio, because it really is all here and now. Like, if you miss the boat, it's too bad. It's over. You don't have to dwell on your mistake. You just move on and try not to make the next one. And on a rough day, maybe you actually maybe do. Maybe on a good day, you get lucky and you don't. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about SNL. You said you watched SNL.
I did.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Till the tornado scare. So most of it.
I have clips. We're going to listen to some of them because they actually poke some fun at Joe Biden. What could there possibly be to make fun of? I got clips. We'll get Trisha's assessment of that as well when we come back. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So who watched Saturday Night Live this weekend? I did not. And my consumption of Saturday Night Live for, what, 15 years has been through, like, clips they make it on Facebook.
Sure.
Do you watch it, Trisha, every weekend, or did you just...
No, I started seeing the headlines yesterday pop up on my news feeds about the Biden stuff, so I turned it on last night.
So you just thought, oh, I'll give it a try.
I'll check it out.
Here's one.
The FDA authorized the mixing and matching of booster shots and vaccines as we enter the just winging it phase of the pandemic.
That's where he ends up saying something like, what is this, taste the rainbow? Yeah. Yeah, just winging it. I mean, we know where this is building.
Also at the town hall, President Biden admitted that he has not yet had time to visit the southern border, though his approval rating has.
Oh, listen to that. You mad?
Insiders are also saying that during meetings, President Biden repeatedly uses the F word in conversations. More concerning, the F word he keeps using is forget.
So, you know why those are funny? Because they're true.
Yes.
Comedy is humorous because there's an element of truth.
Yep.
That somebody is willing to say out loud.
Yeah.
When we were.
Kudos.
Exactly. Credit where credit is due that they're, you know, finally making jokes and not just being hateful. When my husband and I were in Jefferson City, when I helped host that inaugural ball, the governor's bicentennial inaugural ball, that was awesome. We went back to the hotel and Saturday Night Live was on, and Dave Chappelle was hosting it. Well, come to find out after, I'm like, oh, Dave Chappelle, like, what are the odds? I love Dave Chappelle. Let's just, I've not watched this in so long. We start watching it and it gets to the weekend update and it turns out that it was the episode that aired basically right after the election last year. And so it was a repeat, which it was new to me. But again, this is how frequently I watch Saturday Night Live. Gosh, they're just oozing with hatred for Donald Trump. Like, mm-hmm. it makes them behave in unnatural ways when Donald Trump comes into the equation. And you get to the point where it's not funny. You're presenting something that everybody knows about, everybody has an opinion on, and SNL is only ever taking one side of it. Here's another clip from this weekend. This is, there was a skit, let's see, I'm not 100%, let's see. I think that this is from the skit where Joe Biden is realizing he just doesn't feel like himself or whatever. Did you pull these?
I did, I pulled those.
The Psaki bomb one, is that a different
clip? That's the start of that clip, Jen Psaki comes in to deliver the message.
Okay, your CNN town hall was watched by no one, and your approval rating is in the dumpster.
Ooh. I scored a Psaki bomb. But hey, things are gonna turn around, right?
I'm bad at lying, so I'm gonna leave.
I'm bad at lying.
I don't understand. People used to like me. The press would call me Uncle Joe. I miss the old me. Where the hell did that guy go?
Jason Sudeikis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who used to play Biden as vice president, shows up on set. So Jason Sudeikis reprises his role as VP Joe Biden. And
trick or treat, smell my feet. No, I'm just joking. How the hell are you, buddy? Hey, wait a second. Who are you? Who am I? What do you mean? Who am I? I'm you. I'm you from 8 years ago, man. The ghost of Biden past. Boom! How can you be me? You seem so happy, so carefree. What's the word I'm looking for?
Lucid.
I mean, ouch. That's relatable.
Yeah.
Good on them for
saying
the, I hate this phrase, but it works, the quiet part out loud. Here's one more part from SNL this
weekend.
Where
I'm from, we're still VP, you know? Easiest gig in the world. We're like America's wacky neighbor, you know? Just pop in with an ice cream cone, some aviator shade, do some finger guns, you know, shake a few hands, rub a few shoulders.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, you can't do that anymore.
What? Which one, rubbing shoulders or shaking hands?
Clearly both.
Oh, come on, man. Loosen up, buddy. Come on. Come on. What happened to us, huh? We used to be fine, right? Oh, here, let me get a whiff.
Oh.
He's doing the classic, like, shoulder grab to himself.
I like that. I like that. You like that?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I hope this doesn't sound sexist, but you got to smile more, sweetie. Okay?
You know, the thing about Joe Biden is he's always had this big personality, right? There's some people who are in Washington, D.C., and their personality suits the politician that does the politicking thing. Joe Biden has made himself a very long career, like a half a century career, of being relatable, flawed, not somebody who puts them in the upper echelon, the elitist, at least from the way he presents himself. And, you know, when you got old Joe Biden there saying VP is the easiest job ever, all you got to do is show up and have an ice cream cone and have your Ray-Bans on and do finger guns. That's not a whole lot different than what he's doing as president. And the only reason he's getting away with that is, once again, because of the media.
Yeah,
he's not being held accountable in any way to have to present more to the American people. And there are dumpster fires all around him.
I do think it's interesting that the way they portrayed Jen Psaki, because they're willing at this point, it seems like, let's just consider SNL to be the left, this umbrella of the
I'll
left.
I'll concede that.
That's
okay.
A stretch.
I won't argue with you. I just don't have time today.
Just imagine for a moment. they're willing to throw Joe Biden under the bus, and it's almost like everybody's gotten on board with Joe Biden's doing a bad job. At the same time, they're like, They portray Jen Psaki. I'm Jen Psaki, and I don't lie about anything. They're still boosting her up. So it's interesting to see them boost the people around Joe Biden and this administration while taking down the president.
Yeah. Didn't they say in there that she doesn't lie well? I'm not good at lying?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But it starts with her being how good she is at her job and how virtuous she is, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch everybody cover this.
They talked about her truth being that, like, I respond with truth and facts, and they call them Psaki bombs. And it's like, I don't think that's what people are actually saying about them, but.
No, yeah, exactly. They made it sound like she was, like, cool, like her superpower was Psaki bombs. Like, all right, well, that's not how I see that, but.
Do you think that the left sees Jen Psaki and likes her?
That's the impression I got from this coverage, yeah.
Let's talk about the real people. I'm not talking about what NBC wants us to feel about Jen Psaki. I mean, my Democrat friends who we talk about politics, you know, when it comes up, I generally am not the person who brings it up, but it tends to happen around me for some reason. They don't seem to be too excited about Jen Psaki.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
I mean, that's an honest assessment of the situation. Yeah. I don't know if I was talking about this with you or not, but she's combative, and I'm okay with combative. But what I want to hear when somebody's combative is I want them to have facts to come back with. And I remember Kayleigh McEnany would come out with a big old binder full of information. And as the person was...
super-sized binder.
It was ridiculous.
It was bigger than she was.
And like that's she would come hard. Out, somebody would ask a question, and before they'd finish the question, you could hear her flipping pages, and she'd already have... Okay.
Well, on page 463, I have right here, section A, part 257, dot B. You're an idiot. Right. it is true. And Trisha, you probably, I mean, you've been in the media industry for 10 years now professionally. And right, 2012 is when you started.
Yep.
I judge most people's time here based on what kids I had when. Because Trisha covered my maternity leave for my second kiddo. Women do have I would argue that it's a steeper hill to climb. It's tougher for women. If it's not tougher, it's at least different, that the path that you have to traverse in order to become successful in a communications industry is very different. You have different challenges than men do.
Sure.
I feel I have different challenges than men do. I also feel that being a female in this industry, that depending on how I play and navigate my way through this, that I have benefits and perks that men don't have. Mm-hmm. So it goes both ways. But when you're comparing, Dana Perino was the first female press secretary for an administration. And she was George W. Bush's press secretary later in his. No, it was like midway through his administration. So it hasn't been a long time that women have had the responsibility of speaking on behalf of the most powerful entity of government in the entire world. But we have seen women doing this over the course of time. I think it's interesting that we've seen so many women lately get that responsibility, because it's a different look, especially in this day and age. If I mean, like, okay, not that Sean Spicer is the glowing example of how to do this necessarily right, and I like Sean Spicer, but it is a very combative atmosphere. And Trisha, how difficult is it for a woman to thread that needle of being aggressive, being smart, being concise, communicating in a super understandable, comprehensible way when everybody on the other side of that podium is trying to get you?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it would be tough for anybody, but women have that extra, in that role, that extra like lens of having to not seem irrational, which is not fair, but that's just a societal thing that we've done where women...
Emotional.
Emotions play such
witchy.
A role. In. Yes. And yeah, it is interesting that that job's been held by females.
So comparatively speaking, Kayleigh McEnany, I love Kayleigh McEnany, and she was a frequent guest on this show, on this station, because she was with the RNC for a long time. So Kayleigh McEnany was doing my show on Saturdays. When I was on Saturdays.
Yeah, like, I forgot. We used to have Kayleigh on all the time.
All the time. And because I know this because her name is hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
I would have
to
say, it's MC capital E. Like I had to say it out loud, just like Hans von Spakovsky, who I didn't think was a real person. And I thought Frank Ladd was pranking me the first time. He was like, oh, Hans von. I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hans von Spakovsky.
Good
one. And I'm going to ask him all these important questions. And nope, Hans is legit and whip smart and a great guest. Kayleigh McEnany was another one that I had to practice the last name. But she would come on. You know, this is more of an indictment on me than it is on Kayleigh, but if you're doing Saturday shows for the RNC, you're not really like super high on the totem pole.
Right.
Just like if you're doing Saturday radio on 97.1, you're on the totem pole. That's cool. But you're not like super high up. That's the slot you get. You make the most of it. Kayleigh would come on and she would be so smart and so in. I just remember the brightness, both in her spirit and in her intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she's speaking on behalf of President Donald Trump. Like, that was fast.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
just to say a phrase. I think she did a great job. And I always try to, you know, if you're on the left and you see Jen Psaki doing what Jen Psaki is doing, is she an icon for you? If you're a young female liberal and you love Joe Biden, or you're, you know, big into Democrat policies, do you see Jen Psaki and think, man, she's just hitting every ball out of the park? to what you're saying, Brad, I don't feel like she brings a significant amount of substance. In fact, she has a bit of an entitlement that she brings to the table. Like, her position behind the podium just automatically warrants her an element of believability and, I don't want to say elitism, but that just by virtue of her position in that press room, she's given a deference that what she's saying is true. When in actuality, the important people in that room are the press, because the press is who represents you. You want to know what is going on with inflation because you want to know how Christmas is going to be affected economically, if you're going to be able to afford what you want to afford because you're working your tail off, or your tax is going to go up. Oh, no, it's everything's going to cost you $0. And the press is there to ask the question to Jen Psaki. Jen, you know, how can you say that this is going to cost $0? Her response is because it's going to. That's not good enough. And if the press doesn't push back and require more substance from the most powerful administration that exists in the world, they're failing you, and they're taking the administration side. And that balance of power is one that absolutely needs to be in check and remain in check. I guess that SNL going in on Joe Biden, does that mean we've reached a point now in this administration where they can't not do it any longer? Mm-hmm. Or have the powers that be in the media decided we're going to move on from Joe Biden and something else is coming our way?
Both of those are equally believable. And I don't know that I like that, because one of those gives me hope and the other one's like, oh no, we're still doing the same thing that we've always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see a combative press that would hold the politicians' feet to the fire. I don't have a problem with people holding Donald Trump's feet to the fire, but I want them to equally hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire. And we don't get that. And if they just decide, nah, it's time to move on, then we've got the media, rather than being our voice, dictating to us who we should root for and who we shouldn't.
Margie on Facebook says, Jen sounds more like a mom because I say so. I completely agree with that. And Kimmy on Facebook says, Kaylee was very professional when it came to the media, and she was really great at bringing receipts to back what she was saying. And I always laughed when she would give the press homework research to do over the weekend. I remember when she would do that, a little research homework for you this weekend, and she would provide them with something a little tongue-in-cheek that maybe the media would educate themselves on. And of course, they wouldn't. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to wrap things up on the other side here in just a moment. Stick with us. Make sure you go like the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We're going to give an update on that when we come back and see if this Friday, if I'll be wearing some sort of humiliating costume. Maybe Brad and Trisha have been lobbied over the weekend one way or the other. Make sure you like the Facebook page. Get us to 16,000 and you can help mortify me at the end of this week. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. Almost done with the Monday afternoon. Again, we've determined that blustery means windy, but we all kind of agree that it definitely means cold. Even if the dictionary doesn't say so, we don't buy what the dictionary says.
I never said that it didn't mean windy. I just said it needed
to be. I didn't
imply
that you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's such a Monday in here.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a blustery Monday inside the studio right now, Windy. And there was a definition. I think I deleted it. A blustery individual. I never called anybody blustery. But I probably wouldn't.
For a human. Oh, you could be blustery for Halloween.
I like it.
His hair is all windblown. There's some snowflakes.
I probably will be blustery for Halloween, and I won't even do it on purpose. So the effort to get the Annie Fry Show page to 16,000 likes by Thursday, so that I have to wear a costume of Ryan Wiggins' choosing, is getting a little bit closer to coming to fruition. We are almost to 15,800 likes. So if we get let's just say 24 likes before the show is over, we'll be at 15,800 likes, which
is in striking distance.
For sure gonna happen.
This is gonna happen.
So if you haven't liked the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, go ahead.
If you have liked the Annie Fry Show page, go ahead and invite your friends to like the Annie Fry Show page as well, because that's what my wife did.
So I saw your wife commenting on the video that we put up. If you haven't seen this video, it's really funny. Basically watching Brad and Trisha walk around Johnny Brock's dungeon, giggling the whole time about how ridiculous I'm going to look on Friday on camera. And if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know how not me that is.
I love it so much.
What did your wife is advocating for the giraffe?
Yes, the giraffe.
Giraffe.
And I like the giraffe too, because like it's got a really, really tall head.
Yeah, she's not even gonna be able to get through the door. That's the studio door.
This light behind me is gonna be problematic. Yeah.
I just wanna see how we're gonna light it for the camera too.
How about Abraham Lincoln?
I mean, Abraham Lincoln's okay, but this is a giraffe. Lincoln has a beard, but I have a beard.
Yeah, true.
It's a lot of beards in one room.
I don't have a beard.
But you could.
You know what though? If she ends up being the giraffe, I could get the Lincoln costume and I could be Lincoln.
I'm still a big fan of, you could just get a hat. You've already got the beard.
Just get a hat.
In that video, you really, really sell the squeezy cheese.
The squeezy cheese.
Everybody's like, I'm getting messages from people, and I know that they're talking about this specifically because I've never heard anyone call it squeezy cheese before. But Trisha, like, slow pans to the camera. She's like, this is it. Squeezy cheese.
Cheese coming out of your head. It's
a
ridiculous
hat that's, yes. It is ridiculous. That is a wonderful word for it.
Mm-hmm.
The blustery cheese coming out of the head of the squeezy cheese can.
You just set a fan off the studio, off the camera a little bit, just blowing it across.
Oh, man.
What about Barbie? Anybody talking about Barbie? Because she's, like, one of my favorites.
In a box. Uh-huh. Crap, we already got the number. 15,801
like
people like it. So
that's
we're over
great.
800. We're less than 200 away.
Oh, this is happening. I mean, are you in denial in any way?
Yes.
Oh,
it is not happening.
You know, you need to prepare yourself for the same way you prepared yourself for the governor's election in 2018. Just know that this is happening.
I didn't. I was this prepared for that as well. I walked in and broke my heart. Man, I hope we have a different story in the governor's race for 2022.
What are the chances of that?
Good.
Good.
With the right candidate. We've had Darren Bailey on the show. Darren Bailey is a Southern Illinois representative. He's a wonderful man, and he's done great things. He's not a representative anymore. He's a state senator. He is a wonderful voice for Republicans in Southern Illinois. And if you're not familiar with Darren Bailey, you should become familiar with him. He would be great for the state of Illinois. Paul Schimpf has been on our show many times. He is a Marine and he has served in state government in Illinois and has dedicated a lot of his time to public service. He would be wonderful. I mean, to quote Ryan Wiggins, I would vote for a tree before I would vote for Pritzker again.
That.
So these are good people. Let's see, who is the last person?
Jesse Sullivan
on here recently. A lot of people wondering if Rodney Davis is going to get in the race, and I would love it if he did. But all of this depends on these maps. I mean, you've seen, who was talking about it, called it an Etch-a-Sketch map. It really looks like that.
Yeah,
if you take
does.
The state of Illinois, it looks like the way these lines navigate through the state of Illinois for the, you know, the House. We have 17 seats in the House with the new after the new census. It's unbelievable. It's believable. Yeah. I always start saying
really?
It should be unbelievable, but it's totally predictable that this is how they would draw these maps. And if they want to draw Rodney Davis out of his district, which they have, he has. I've been asking him for 18 months, are you going to run for governor? And he said, it's up to the Democrats. Because it's up to them how they're going to draw these maps. And if they want to draw him out of his district, the Democrats determine the ground on which I will fight to represent the people.
I was looking at those maps, and the map, the district that I would be in, and I didn't see a number on it, starts somewhere near Champaign, snakes through, and literally snakes. It's a little thin line, snakes through Springfield, comes down around, and then hits East St. Louis, St. Clair County, and then kind of O'Fallon and stuff like that. And
it's probably District 13, which is Rodney Davis's, which he lives in Taylorville, and they have just made that little strip leave. Stay through Champaign, because see, that's the thing. A lot of people, specifically with Rodney Davis's representation in the United States Congress, have been frustrated that he hasn't been more conservative, and they suggest that he's not Republican enough. But he also represents Champaign, and he also represented the Edwardsville area, which is the Metro East, which is SIUE. He has a lot of not necessarily purple areas, but very blue areas,
mm-hmm.
and that's who he's representing. That's who he has to acknowledge as a representative in the House. And a lot of people, you know, this is the answer will be different for each person who's in an elected position. But do you run as yourself and then the constituents say, I like what you stand for, mm-hmm. I'm sending him and you represent yourself? Or do you go as a reflection of the people in your district, your constituents? Different people choose to do different things. If Rodney Davis ran as a very dyed-in-the-wool, solid, I'm not going to say far-right because that has such a connotation now, Republican conservative, he wouldn't be a representative, and you would have a very Democratic,
mm-hmm.
Heavy Democrat.
I don't, living in Illinois, I don't have a lot of patience or time for ideological purity tests. Like, you're not Republican enough. It's like, if you're a little bit Republican, you're already better than what they're going to offer us for
Roy
right now.
Roy Blunt wanted to move to Illinois and become the senator in the state of Illinois, and we would be replacing a Tammy Duckworth or a Dick Durbin with a Roy Blunt, jackpot.
Yeah.
Absolute jackpot. And you Missourian Republicans, you guys sitting over here with all your excess Republicanism, just oozing common sense conservatism everywhere you go. It's disgusting. Please export it across the Mississippi River. We will gladly take your refuse. I mean, seriously, Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin.
Yeah.
We could be so lucky as to have a Roy Blunt. It's all about perspective, folks. Mark Reardon Show, giving you an extra dose of perspective on a Monday afternoon. Coming up next. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.